Bible stories. They just don't equip.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the children's rhyme book, D is for Dinosaur. Now, Ken, surely you're not saying we shouldn't be teaching Bible stories to our young people, are you?
No, I'm not saying that at all, Mark. In fact, I praise the Lord that my dad and mum taught me all the stories from the Bible. But here's the problem. We live in a world today where the Bible is openly attacked. Secular scientists claim that science has disproved the Bible's historicity. And the trouble is that most Sunday school material just teaches kids Bible stories. And what I mean is this. At church, children and adults are taught about the feeding of the 5,000, Paul's missionary journeys, Jonah and the whale, and so on. But when these people go out into the world, the Bible is attacked like this. Science has proved evolution is true. Noah couldn't fit the animals on the ark. Ape men disproved the Bible. Science has proved the earth is billions of years old. Dinosaurs proved the Bible wrong, and so on. You see, to really equip Christians today, we can't just teach Bible stories. We need to teach them how to defend the Bible against secular attacks. In this way, people will be challenged to listen to and believe these Bible stories as real history.
Many humanists like to attack the Bible by posing tough questions to Christians, such as, where did Cain find his wife? Or, don't dinosaurs prove that evolution's true? Well, look for Ken Ham's free booklets on those topics when you go to our website, answersradio.com.